one of the greatest players in NFL history, one of the boldest moves in NFL history. On March 20th, 2012, the Denver Broncos signed Peyton Manning.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is sort of a historic meeting today. Peyton is one of the best to ever play this game. And I feel very fortunate to have him here.
We didn't try to sell him hard. We wanted him to feel comfortable here and a place that he would want to come and work. I believe that he's got a lot of great football left in him.
I'm very excited to begin the next chapter of my playing career for the Denver Broncos. And this truly is a special football environment, and I am glad to be a part of it.
The Denver Broncos, under Pat Bowlen and John Elway, want to improve every year. And the signing of Peyton Manning was one of the few offseason moves that could have topped last year's remarkable season. Denver transformed into an AFC powerhouse by virtue of a six-game winning streak, which featured a league-leading ground game, a stellar defense, and stunning comebacks.
Didn't you know it?
The Broncos tied an NFL record by winning six games when they trailed or were tied entering the fourth quarter.
Never a doubt, Dave. Never a doubt.
2011 had a slow start, a fast finish, and then a playoff win for the ages.
A familiar place for this Broncos team. This will be the fourth overtime game of the season. Just in case you're wondering, the previous three have all been Bronco victories.
And overtime really has been Bronco time for this team.
Denver's football, first snap of overtime here, tied at 23, line of scrimmage, the Bronco 20. Tim play fakes in the pocket, sets, throws, pass, caught, Demaryius Thomas, out over the 45, midfield, here we go! 15, 10, touchdown, Denver is over! It's over in Denver!
2011 featured a coaching change, a culture change, and then a seismic change in the offseason with the signing of Peyton Manning. Last year was a good year. 2012 could be a great year. At the beginning of the 2011 season, head coach John Fox was taking over a 4-12 team, and he immediately gave his squad a sense of urgency.
Hey, game speed! Let's go, game speed!
Coach Fox wasn't looking back. He was looking ahead, but only to the next play or the next repetition.
Let's go, get better! It's all there. We're just going to get better this week. All right, light it up. You hear me? All right, light it up. Light it up. We're building habits, man. Hopefully good ones. Again, preparation, preparation, preparation. Mentally and physically. All right, how we practice, all right, and how we prepare. Remember, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. So make sure we're that much sharper this week going around. All right, because that's what we can control. Anybody got any questions?
For the past few seasons, the Broncos had many questions. And now, owner Pat Bowlen turned to John Elway for answers. Elway had quarterbacked the Broncos to five Super Bowl appearances and back-to-back titles. And now, in his first year as an executive, it was his responsibility to set the targets for the franchise to hit. In week two, veteran defensive leader Brian Dawkins had his eyes on the prize.
You ain't hollered at me in a long time, huh? I need to holler at you, boy. Tell your boys to come holler at me, all right? If you don't holler at me, tell your boys to come holler at me. I need to talk to you today. Come see your boy. Come see your boy. Hey, let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Come on! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Dogus!
Broncos bring extra pressure. Ball's going to be caught and fumbled and now called incomplete. The ball went into and evidently out of the hands of Jerome Simpson. Brian Dawkins was there.
In his first NFL start, wide receiver Eric Decker had 113 yards receiving and two touchdowns, while free agent acquisition Willis McGahee topped the century mark on the ground.
Let's go!
McGahee takes the handoff right side. Willis to the end zone, and he leans in. He's got a Denver touchdown.
Oh, hey, hey, Gatorade! Get the handoff, get it out! Hey, get him! Go grab, coach!
And John Fox has just secured his first victory as the head coach of the Denver Broncos.
Congratulations, baby.
Oh, that was a great win.
Yes.